Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
She's skilled at the art of deception and she knows it.
Grace Potter grew up singing in church and at home, along with her parents' records. So as a very young girl, most of the time she had an audience of one, herself. Fast forward a couple of decades to last year, and Grace Potter finds herself in front of a much, much bigger audience.
The biggest night was 65,000 people, and that was just beyond words. I mean, we learned how to play in a stadium.
Potter and her band, The Nocturnals, were the opening act for Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw, country megastars who had the biggest selling tour of last year by far. Quite a change for the native Vermonter, who, like her home state, is full of character and is also eclectic, omnivorous, and musically independent.
And there is, you know, a rich history of music finding its way out of state. You know, Anais Mitchell is an incredible singer-songwriter from Vermont. Nico Case actually lived in Vermont for a short time. And obviously there's that great band, that little tiny band called Phish, that also came from Vermont.
Grace Potter and the Nocturnals are on the fast track to stardom. They've collaborated with everyone from Chesney and McGraw to Dave Matthews to Mavis Staples. You're listening to Ah Mary from her 2007 album, This Is Somewhere. Well, as you can hear, Grace Potter has a voice as big as the room or stadium that dares to hold it. But Potter's defining musical trait is probably her freedom and range, as we heard when we spoke with her back in September. She began by performing the title track off her 2006 album, Nothing But the Water.
I have seen what man can do when the evil lives inside of you. Many are the weak and the strong are few, but with the water we'll start anew. So won't you take me down to the levee, take me down to the stream, take me down to the water, we're gonna wash our souls clean, take me down to the river, take me down to the lake, yes we'll all go together, we're gonna do it for the good Lord's sake. I tried my
That's Grace Potter performing her song Nothing But the Water, Part 1. Grace, damn, that was amazing.
Thank you. I tried it a little different today.
I want to talk a little bit about your Vermont roots.
Yeah.
You grew up in Burlington, right?
I grew up in Waitsfield, but Burlington is where a lot of our musical growth happened.
And all due respect to Burlington, but it's not really a town that's known for producing, you know, like gutsy rock and rollers.
Yeah, and a lot of people think I'm from Texas or this somewhere in the South. Also, you know, it's funny. I'm thinking back to something that Taj Mahal told me when in 2005 we toured with him and opened for him, and he said that, you know, He said he's from Massachusetts. He grew up for part of his life in Massachusetts, and that not being from a town with deep musical roots or not being from a place with deep musical roots actually allows you to be more of a sponge to those sounds, because you are almost like a blank slate. You're almost, you know, you're an empty canvas.
And so were you just belting out along with songs at home?
No, I was actually meek as a mouse in terms of my voice at the beginning. So that was how I sang when I met the guys in the band. We started touring and playing, and things got louder and louder. Actually, that is when I found the voice that you hear today. Is it slowly kind of built from basically the amplifiers getting turned up and me having to sing louder.
So speaking of songs sort of going beyond certain genres, I want to play one off of your 2010 album. We've got it here in the studio queued up, so let's listen to it. This is Paris Ooh La La.
You got me down on the floor. So what'd you bring me down here for? You got me down on the floor. So what'd you bring me down here for?
Okay, Grace, so that is not Grace Potter, Vermont hippie.
No. And that was a very conscious transition that we made, because I was so tired of this one photo that kept getting circulated of me in a flannel shirt with like no makeup and, you know, cowboy boots and jeans and like this just... It's one of those things that happens where you grow up and you want people to understand that you've grown, and it was people were just digging their heels in so hard and sort of clinging to this one image of who we were and who I was. And I thought that the eponymous Grace Potter and the Nocturnals album was a great opportunity to make it clear that we would never settle into one genre, and that I was not willing to be pigeonholed.
If I was the judge, I'd break the law.
Well, you've got your piano there with you, and it would be a crime to not hear you perform live a little bit more. So
sure.
What would you like to play for us?
I think, you know, it's a little early in the morning for me, so I'm going to try to do something that's not quite so, I don't think I can quite get the Paris Ooh La La energy right now, so I'm going to do something a little mellow. But this is a song that I wrote for the new album, The Lion, the Beast, the Beat. And it was one of the first songs I wrote for the record, and it was for a friend who passed away, so it's called Stars.
Looking out
That's Grace Potter performing Stars off her most recent album, The Lion, The Beast, The Beat, by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. Grace, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
hearing that song, it takes me back to this conversation that we were having a little earlier about the range that you and the band have. And it seems to me that what you guys do is you sort of say, like, we want to conquer this particular kind of music, and then you do it. And then you need, like, freedom from that, what you've just conquered. I mean, is that sort of what happened in the making of The Lion, The Beast, The Beat?
Yeah, we definitely wanted to... we wanted to feel free, and we needed to let our freak flag fly a little bit. But it was really an important time for me.
The band have had an enormous amount of well-deserved success. And I have to say, I'm really impressed by the range and variety of collaborations that you've had, right? You've played with everyone from, Dave Matthews, the Black Crowes, to Kenny Chesney. I mean, that's a pretty broad range there.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and we make an effort to do that. I think it's good for music to stretch those boundaries and to, you know, go tour with Mavis Staples one day and then go, you know, open for Dave Matthews the next day and to play these crazy music festivals out in the middle of the woods. I mean, this is how music gets made, and this is how a musical community happens. Yeah, I mean, the Kenny Chesney is probably the most notable collaboration in a way.
That's the You and Tequila song.
That's right, You and Tequila.
That you recorded with him, yeah. I mean, that was a huge, huge hit.
Huge. In fact, I just got a phone call from him, and he said they just closed out their tour and that You and Tequila is still the loudest song of the night, and that the crowd screams every word, and basically Kenny doesn't even get a chance to sing because the crowd loves it.
You and tequila make me crazy. Run like poison in my blood.
Grace, it was such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
You too. This was fun chat.
And Grace, I am a greedy host, and since we've got you there, I'm wondering if you could just play us out on another song.
This is a song called Here's to the Meantime.